I totally support the position of AU, and I have already just proposed such a thing in different meetings I had with some officials, including the panel of foreign ministers we met yesterday, because there is no security at all. Now you can just see that Imbonerakure are wearing uniform of police and are shooting on the protesters, on the demonstrators. They are even utilizing hand grenades and killing people. So in this condition, how one can pretend to organize a peaceful election when there is a turmoil of that kind in the nation? And also, there is no room for democratic election once the constitution is violated. I mean that the position of CNDD-FDD and President Nkurunziza to run for a third term is totally unacceptable because it is against the constitution and it is against the Arusha Agreement and the spirit of reconciliation we have accepted to implement in our country.
You met foreign leaders of the East African community. What was the takeaway?
It was just a fact-finding meeting because they are about to organize a summit which is due to take place in Dar es Salaam the 14th this month. So they heard the President of the Republic and his ministers. Then they came to hear from the political parties and those supporting CNDD-FDD and those opposed to CNDD-FDD. So I think they have gone back well-equipped as to be able to prepare a good meeting about the situation in Burundi. Maybe can we just wait till they hold the meeting and we will know what is their decision.
So at this moment, what are your supporters doing? Because there is violence, among other issues, in the streets, and the president is adamant, wants to run for a third term because the Supreme Court basically backs his argument. What is the next step for you or opposition leaders in the country?
We must protest against that cheating of the Constitutional Court. Because nothing was regular in the procedure they just implemented. Because according to the Constitution, one could go and complain to that court only if the candidacy of Nkurunziza would have been rejected by the Electoral Commission. Now, Nkurunziza is just using tricks. He wants now the court to pressurize on Semi to accept his candidacy. This is unacceptable.
So what is your message to the people of Burundi at this crucial time?
My message to the people of Burundi is to join hands to ensure that our constitution and the Arusha Agreement are preserved. We have to challenge Nkurunziza and his tiny group of tyrants so that we can really guarantee that Burundi can move forward instead of going backwards. Because since CNDD-FDD is there ruling this country, we have bottomly going down instead of climbing.
Have you reached out to the African Union for their intervention in this instance?
We've been asking all the partners to Burundi to intervene because the Arusha Agreement was reached because there was the involvement of the international community, the Africa Union, the European Union, as well as the United Nations. So we cannot accept that one can make changes his way while this could be harmful to the nation. And moreover, I may say that the international community must be involved since, after all, they are key partners in economy of this country and in different areas of the life of the nation. And by the way, I may even say that Nkurunziza, if he would be aware that he's president of Burundi because of the Arusha Agreement, then he will remind himself and his fellows that, after all, there is a minimum of gratitude one must must show to Burundians and international community. Otherwise, I think maybe him and his fellows would yet be in the bushes in Congo because they were not fighting. Because of that agreement, they went to them to call them back, and they have been pleasing them to come. Now they want to despise anybody, which is not acceptable. We must absolutely show that we are people who can understand what civilization is and not continue trying to be barbaric.